SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
你聽緊嘅係 SBS 電台廣東話節目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 瀏覽最新嘅新聞資訊。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一輯最新嘅免費英語學習服務，可以幫助我哋呢啲身處喺海外嘅人士去學習英語。提高英語水平最好嘅方法就係每日去聽同埋每日練習。英語學習 podcast 可以喺呢方面幫到你，令你有更好嘅溝通去認識新朋友，亦都可以為我哋創造更美好嘅生活。通過 SBS Learn English， 我哋可以了解更多澳洲嘅生活方式同文化，令我哋更加融入當地生活。
SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand, and connect.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Yosipa.
How do you want to start this special episode?
Well, like all our podcasts, because it's the right and respectful thing, let's start with an acknowledgement of country.
Okay, but why don't you read it this time? And because it is our special episode, I'll give you a little bit of the music in the background.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia.
Awesome. And why are we doing this special episode, Janine?
Well, it's been a big year and we had our first birthday recently, so I think we really need to mark it.
Yeah, why not? And how do you want to do it?
Maybe we could choose one episode that we both think is the best.
Okay, I like that. But first we need to talk what the best means. How do you judge what is the best?
Well, for me, the best is an episode that I'm the most proud of. So one that gives me a really good feeling inside when I listen to it. Like if I'm smiling and nodding along when I'm listening to an episode, that's how I know it's good. How about you?
Well, I was thinking like you, but to be honest, I can't pick just one episode. So I'm changing my approach. For me, the best episode is the one from which I learned the most.
Okay, now I'm curious. Which episode did you choose? What did you learn?
Well, after working on this episode, let's just say that I was finally able to understand my dentist.
Ah, the dentist episode. Yes. Episode 8?
Yes.
Yeah, we published that one in March. So how about you remind us?
Well, why don't I play a little bit of it?
Okay.
If someone tells me that they love going to the dentist, I think they're lying through their teeth. We say that someone is lying through their teeth when we think they're telling a very big lie and they're not ashamed. And how about you? Do you like going to the dentist? How often do you go? And once you are there, do you know what to say? And do you understand your dentist's advice? Listen to this conversation between Marian and Alan. Today, Marian is a patient and Alan is her dentist.
I think I've chipped a tooth and my gums bleed easily.
Have you got any toothache or sore gums?
No, I don't have any toothache, but my teeth are a bit sensitive and my gums bleed when I floss.
Okay, let's have a look. Please lie back and open your mouth.
We heard some useful phrases that can help us communicate concerns about our teeth. Let's go through them one by one. First, Marian said,
I think I've chipped a tooth and my gums bleed easily.
Marian chipped her tooth. That means that a small piece of her tooth broke off and now she can feel its sharp edges. If you have a chipped tooth, you could also say, I think I cracked a tooth. Or maybe your dentist will say, you have a fractured tooth, and that would mean the same thing.
I would never have guessed that this is the episode you learnt the most from, but I can see what you mean because this part's really packed with vocabulary.
Yes, and during COVID was the first time I went to see a dentist in Australia.
Really? The first time?
Yeah, because normally I go to the dentist when I visit my family back home in Europe, where I get great service at a much lower cost. But then, you know, we couldn't travel because of COVID and I had to see a dentist here. And that's when I needed to learn a new vocabulary. But you know, that's something that happens to learners all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, as soon as you start feeling comfortable with language, well, at least in my case, you realize that there is yet another topic for which you are missing a phrase or vocabulary. So when it comes to learning the language, the journey never stops. There's always something new to learn.
That's so true. Okay, listen to this. 你知道我在学中文吗?
Awesome, but what does it mean?
That means, did you know I'm learning Chinese?
Oh, that's great, Janine.
Yeah, I've been learning Chinese for over 20 years, and it's been really a very stop-start journey. So sometimes it's so frustrating because it feels like I make such slow progress, but I really love how you can learn about a culture through learning the language.
Yeah, me too. So, what episode are you proud of the most?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah?
Our first episode, of course.
I'm glad you chose that episode. It's been such a long time since I heard it.
Me too. So what are you waiting for? Let's play it.
Here we go.
Ease into the English language and Australian life with SBS Learn English.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Learn English. My name is Josipa and like you, I'm still learning the English language. It's not an easy language to learn, is it? People seem to speak really fast and they use all kind of phrases that I've never heard before. For us, learners, that can be so confusing. For example, phrases like hit the ground running. No, nobody's asking you to start hitting the ground while you run on it. Hit the ground running is a phrase people use to describe starting something new with lots of energy and enthusiasm. And that's exactly what we are going to do. So let's hit the ground running. Today, in our first episode, we will go to a place where many of us love to spend long, hot summer days. Yes, the beach. We are going to learn how people invite each other to go to the beach or somewhere else. Also, we are going to hear about beach safety and the number one danger on our beaches. Any idea what that is? Yes, yes, you got it, rips. If you don't know what rips are, listen on. But first, let's get there.
Did you see the weather forecast today? It's going to be a scorcher. Do you want to hit the beach?
It'll be packed. There won't be any room to sit down.
If we get there early, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, let's hurry then.
Oh, how about we ask Ben and Sonia too? It's a hot day. They might want to come along too. You ask Ben and I'll ask Sonia.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey Ben, it's Mark. Look, it's boiling hot today. How about we spend the day at the beach? Anne's coming.
Okay, great. See you there.
Ben can come. How about Sonia?
Hi Anne, how are you going?
Hey Sonia, it's going to be a scorcher today. Do you want to check out the beach?
That sounds lovely. I'll meet you there.
Okay, let's go.
It's gonna be a scorcher. I love that phrase. You know that I had never heard of that expression until you added it into the script?
Really? In my house, we say it all the time. I think I even just said it last week. It's gonna be a scorcher.
Yeah, it's one of those phrases you can't learn in books. Australia has so many interesting expressions that can really be quite fun to use. And that's why I believe when learning a new language, it is important to make the most of content like the one we produce here at SBS, because it helps you speed up the learning process.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we've made this particular podcast, and it's for slightly higher level learners, because Lots of learners might reach an okay level of English, but that's actually the danger time because it's when your language skills stagnate or stop. And that's because nobody corrects you anymore and you start to lose motivation. But this also means that the opportunities for improving your career and life in Australia might also slow down. So that's where this podcast comes in. It's for busy people. It means you can easily listen and still do all those things in your life and just keep listening and learning and improving.
Yeah, and you know what's my favorite thing about working on SBS Learn English? Well, other than working with you, of course. Well,
of course. Let me guess, is it hearing from our learners?
Bingo, yes. Just last week, we received a lovely message from the Cooma Multicultural Centre in southern New South Wales, who let us know that their volunteer teacher have been using our lessons every week. So we just want to shout out to Effie, the volunteer teacher there.
Thanks, Effie. Thanks so much for getting in contact. And I just want to say thank you to all the volunteer teachers out there that donate their time. We think you are all amazing.
It's been such a fantastic year, Janine, and I can't wait to see what the next one will bring.
I know, we're going to keep making more lessons, lots more podcasts and videos for all level learners. So please get in touch. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what topics you want us to cover.
Yeah, keep listening.
And keep learning.
As always, I'm Josipa.
I'm Janine.
We are
SBS Learn English.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦！
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.